Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In college, if you have not been following what's going on in Boca Raton, you need to. First of all, FAU will be in action this week playing that conference title game against UAB. I believe 1:30 start. And all the talk up there right now is about Lane Kiffin. Does he go to Arkansas? What does he do? Well, only one guy besides Lane has that answer. That's Jake Elman. He's kind enough from the Palm Beach Post to join us. Thanks so much, Jake, and I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Everything's digested. Now you're ready to get back to work.
Yeah, from the ham to wherever Lane Kiffin is going. What a week it's been.
Yeah, it has. And then you got the conference title game this week. Which is another feather in the cap for him, and something that I know that fans up there just, you got to love it. I mean, you got to love it. They're playing that good of football where they're at the top of that conference now, 2 years ago as well. Last year a little bit slide, but what's the mood around there? I mean, I know that everybody's kind of excited about the game this Saturday, but at the same time, you got to be thinking, wow, do we have a coach come next week?
I think the mood is a little bit uncertain. I think you just said it perfectly, because I think we are kind of forgetting that there is a game on Saturday, because all the attention, rightfully so, has been what's next for Lane Kiffin. Is FAU, as Football Scoop just reported, and I've been confirming the past couple of days, will FAU come up with a package that can keep Lane Kiffin here? Is he headed to Arkansas, who met with Kiffin and Boca on Sunday? Could possibly Florida State or Missouri now, or even Ole Miss enter the mix? So it's an uncertain mood. I think as we get closer to game day, it'll turn more into excitement, and it might even be a little bit of a tearjerker come Saturday, especially if FAU wins, because that might be the last time we see Lane Kiffin coach at FAU. And what a way it would be to close out 3 years, to leave with two conference titles in 3 years.
And certainly nobody would blame him. You know, I mean, come on. You come in here. I mean, when somebody advances, and that's advancement. I mean, it's not like he's moving, you know, to Troy or, you know, going to a lateral move. It's, you know, an SEC school. As you mentioned, three SEC schools that have openings now. And certainly, but at the same time, the lifestyle that he has here, he's a relaxed guy. He probably hasn't looked more relaxed in his college coaching career. He's in Boca Raton, one of the ideal spots in the country to be. If money is the key, and obviously everybody likes to have some money in their pocket, but if money is the key, obviously you follow it. But if having happiness, being relaxed, having nobody down your throat every week, you know, and asking you a million questions about this or that, like they will in all those spots you mentioned, because it goes to an immediate pressure job, then obviously he's ready for it. But we don't know. You know him as well as anybody. I mean, you've been around him for the last 3 years, so you understand what goes through his mind. He doesn't open up, I'm sure, on things like this. But if you have a gut feeling, Jake, what's your gut feeling?
My gut feeling right now is he's going to leave. And I think, you know, you look at where FAU was when he got here 3 years ago. We're coming up on 3 years exactly since he got here. He's won 25 games. FAU's won 101 games in the program. Right. So, you know, I'm not great with math. That's a quarter of the program's wins in 3 years. And the percentage is even higher when you factor in only FBS. That's not changing the arc of a program. That's taking a program that, for all intents and purposes, was dying, which is ironic as they're facing UAB on Saturday, who the program was dead.
Yes.
And he's revived it. And I think if Lane leaves, I think that's how fans need to remember him. I think that's what his legacy has to be. It's not he ran off after 3 years for an SEC job.
Right.
He did everything he could, and the goal for him and for whoever potentially replaces him is to maybe turn FAU into the next UCF, which is what he said today. But at the same time, two conference titles in 3 years. Look what Devin Singletary is doing in the NFL. He's going to have a couple guys drafted after this year. They have that beautiful new training facility that's about to open. I think you have to look back at the Lane Kiffin era as a success if he does leave.
Definitely. Definitely. He and Howard Snellenberger will long be revered for what they've done for that program. Let's say there's a next step. Any names?
Yeah, I mean, the couple of names that I would definitely look into are Lance Leopold of Buffalo, Danny White, who's UCF's AD, hired him at Buffalo, and Danny's brother, of course, is FAU AD, Brian White.
Right.
I would look into Doug Socia at Kaiser. Honestly, I think he's been an assistant on college football staffs. He's been an assistant for the Buffalo Bills. He's doing a great job at Kaiser. I think that's a name that can sell locally. Derek Dooley, I think I mentioned him last time I was on, who was at Mizzou. A lot of FAU's higher-ups in athletics came from Mizzou. So maybe you might even see Barry Odom coming to the mix. I think if Lane leaves, it'll be soon, and you have to hire somebody soon, especially with the early signing period coming.
Right. Well, okay, let's pose this question. What about an Eddie Grant from Kentucky, somebody who knows South Florida recruiting basically better than anybody? Was his name
that's
ever?
A good, that, yeah. That's a good name, Larry.
You know, James Coley at Georgia. Another coordinator who, I mean, because, you know, we know what happened with Manny Diaz, Jake, is not really happening anywhere in the country. You just don't go from nowhere to a Power 5 job. You just don't. You have to cut your teeth somewhere. And it's a fact. I mean, I don't care what anybody wants to fight me on it or not. It's a fact. In this day and age, I mean, you have guys like Coach Norville at Memphis. You have somebody who's doing a great job. Look at the great job he's done. So to me, I look at Ole Miss and say, what are you waiting for? There's a guy right there who's in your area. He's proven what he could do at a college level. Now get him to the Power Five. That's what I'm saying. It's tough to take somebody who had never coached before and bring him into a Miami situation or an Ole Miss situation or a Missouri situation. So to me, an FAU job, while we hate to use the word stepping stone. I mean, it is.
Yeah, I agree. I think what you saw with Howard Snellenberger, where obviously he came in and he built the program, but historic coach, should be in the Hall of Fame, was here for 10 years. I don't know if you're going to see that at FAU in the near future, which is fine.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, and then, you know, I mean, what FIU's got going on, you have a coach like Butch, an older guy, you know, I mean, who could stay and be the centerpiece, and the coaches will change around him. I mean, that's the perfect scenario. I mean, to me, that's the perfect scenario. You look at a guy who really, I mean, you'd like to say that Butch would be a great candidate for any of those jobs, but don't they want to get a guy who is going to be there for a while? Butch, I feel, is perfect at FIU. He's in a situation where his coordinators can, you know, develop around him and then go get other jobs, and then he can promote position coaches and coordinators, and at least you're recruiting and it maintains. And that's what's happened at FAU. Is there anybody at FAU that could be elevated to a higher position right now?
I could see defensive coordinator Glenn Spencer definitely applying. He's a little older, so I don't know if he would get it. I don't know what direction the administration would want to go in, but he was a finalist for the UTSA job a few years ago. He's right. Been around the game a long time. And if FAU did want to go super young, why not Clint Trickett, the tight ends coach? He's still really young. He's only going to be 29 in March, but he's been coaching since he retired after the 2014 season. He's a great recruiter, recruits very well in state, very well in Alabama. And we're seeing it all around the country, even in the NFL. You want to hire these bright young offensive minds. If Trickett wanted that job and he applied and he gave a great list of assistant coaches, the players really like him, you keep some of those older coaches around, maybe you add somebody who has experience in Florida, or you try keeping your assistants who have experience recruiting locally, I think he'd be a great fit.
Good stuff. I hope to see you Saturday. I haven't heard back from our guy, but hopefully he'll get back with me, and we'll see it. If not, have a great game up there. Again, thanks so much. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right, talk soon, Blue. Thanks.
Good stuff. Jake Elman always comes strong, and I'll tell you what, this was the best time we've had him because, I mean, if you're an FAU fan and you live in South Florida, I mean, this was, it's an important decision that your school is going to make.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.